This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, I don't think we've had this gentleman on the show before, so I'm looking forward to getting to know this guy.
This is a first-time guest. This will be really exciting.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Donnie McGrath. He's the owner and managing partner with GMD Design Group. Donnie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
The pleasure's ours. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're an awfully busy fellow, traveling the world, doing all these keynote speeches that we were talking about before we went on the air. Just to update our audience, give us an overview of GMD Design Group. What are you guys out there doing?
Right now, we have work in 27 states across the country, from California to New Jersey to Florida. We are a residential design firm that really specializes in production housing. We work with 8 of the top 20 national builders, 5 of the top 10, a lot of regional builders we work with as well. So we actually call our firm kind of a national design firm with regional sensitivity. So we understand region to region because we have work in so many locations in so many states. We have 5 offices across the country that specialize in the regions that they're in, but our corporate headquarters is here in Atlanta, Georgia. We've been going since 2009. So we've been lucky that we've really had a good past and looking for the future. And the economy seems to be doing very well in the housing. So we're happy where things are.
Outstanding.
So 5 locations, where are those? And then how do those markets differ from market to market?
We have Southern California, which is the, what I call is that residential housing design starts in the West. It always has. I remember back, I spent 18 years in Southern California with one of the pioneers in residential architecture, Art Danilian. He's 80 years old and he's still going 50, 60 hours a day. He's a mentor of mine, and I'm glad I worked for him for the first 10 years of my career out of college. And he set the standard as understanding what you do as far as design to your client, but also going from region to region. So I remember back in, it was about 91, 92, before internet, before cell phone, we were flying across the country to meet with John Whelan back here in Atlanta. And we were going to do a project for him. And I remember talking, being in that meeting as a young guy, I was in my mid-20s, and Art Danilian did a presentation to him on design trends that we were doing in the West. And I remember John Whelan said, that'll never work here. Well, within 3 years, it's here. It always seems like everything from the West transitions to the East, but with the internet, it's instantaneous now where before it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So the West is where a lot of things start and design trends and work their way. With us having offices in Southern California, in St. Louis, in Michigan, here in Atlanta, and in Raleigh, it allows us to understand the national needs of what is happening. And with builders now, especially here in Atlanta, when I moved here 10 years ago, it was a good old boy school. You know, the Nationals couldn't make it here. And I mean, they'd come in and they would set up office and they weren't making it. But when the recession hit and everything started going down, a lot of the smaller builders lost. But who won? The Nationals. They came in with their open checkbooks and bought all the land and bought up a lot of stuff. So now what's happened is the Atlanta market is now have all the Nationals that would be in the West have come here, bought product, opened up shop. And what they've done is, the design trends that happen now in the West are instantaneous across the country due to the fact that their internal architectural departments and their key guys spread the love, is what I say, from region to region very quickly. So if we go out to California, like we were just in Vegas 2 weeks ago doing a product in Vegas, a design charrette, we're in their office for 4 days designing, those plans have already hit other divisions of that client across the country. And that's the difference between the early times and the now times. So going from region to region, the difference is, it's not that much anymore in plan design because of what I call, once again, the sharing of the love is what you go after. Now, it really comes down to the differences are the elevations. West is stucco. And not, I mean, it's even your shutters. You go out there and look at some shutters, they're foam plant on fake shutters that look like wood, but when you go up and you touch it and it's not wood. Why? Because of the gouty issues of warranty. Here in the West, you can never get away with that. Everything is brick and masonry and stucco is very minimal. So, and then we do a lot of work in Texas, and all the 4 major cities in Texas is probably one of our biggest states we work in. Everything is masonry, full stone, full brick, and it's siding, but the hardy plank siding, the cement siding, but it's not as dominant as stucco is in the West. So that's really the biggest difference from region to region. In my opinion is when you design a plan for the West, when I say California, Vegas, Phoenix versus, let's say, Minnesota that we're doing work in right now, and also Wisconsin, It really comes down to is the first question I ask my client is, who is your marketing profile you're going after? That's what determines how we design. Is, am I designing for an empty nester? Am I designing for a young professional? Am I designing for a move-up family? That really determines how we look at designing a program for the client. And then we go through the whole process of what's your square footage dollar count? What are you going to look for at your selling price? How many bedrooms? And also lot sizes. We're getting a lot more in the east here, narrow product that is long, versus in the west, it's more compact boxes. You know, I call them shoe boxes. They're stackable, very easily, to be built, but it's also very value engineered because of the cost. I mean, what is it, about an 1,800 square foot house in Southern California run you $700,000? An 1,800 square foot house here in Georgia run you $180,000. So it's a big difference in cost. So to save dollars in locations to help the builders is also a way that we look at per region.
Fascinating. I'll have to think about there. Anything, I understand this idea of how when something starts in the West, for instance, it moves quickly, almost instantaneously to other regions of the country. However, is there something very unique about the Atlanta market we should be paying attention to?
To me is what I used to call, when I first moved here 10 years ago from Southern California, I remember two of my clients I walked into that were the biggest builders in the Atlanta market. When I say biggest builders, I mean they had more permits being pulled every month than any other builders, two guys, these two companies. And they asked me that exact question, what's the difference between the West and the East? And I said elevations. I said, is the elevation because of cost? But the floor plans I thought were choppy. And what I mean by choppy, in the West, it's wide open plans. I mean, 10 years ago, we had wide open, we would do family living and kitchen designs that were one giant open space the way they related. And we used to call that the lifestyle triangle, where basically you lived in that, you spent 80% of your life in there other than sleeping. When I came to the East here, everything was what I call, when I do my speeches, Monty Hall style homes. You walk in the front door and it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which curtain do I pick? Which way do I go? Because they were choppy. They were segmented room spaces. To me, that's not the way people live their lives. They did 30 years ago, but today, the way people entertain, the way people live their lives with their children at home during the day, during the evening, is really encompassed in a larger space that's open feeling. And then also now, the big trend is, how does that open feeling of living in your kitchen, your breakfast and your family room space now relate to the outdoors? Because that's the number one design trend that every buyer wants, indoor-outdoor relation.
So you talk about how design trends start in the West and make their way to the South and to Atlanta. I know that, you know, we see a lot of the same old here in Atlanta. And it seems like with all the competition out there that it's going to become more critical than ever to have product that's different. Mm-hmm. Are you starting to see or starting to design anything?
Like I said, I've been here 10 years. And I bet you for the last 5-6 years, part of my design group and myself, we have to go tour product 2 to 3 times a week of competition. Mm-hmm. And if we're doing a project in Atlanta, we have to know everything that's happening within a 10-mile radius of that project to understand the designs. And literally, just last week, we went and walked some new stuff in Cumming. And it's plans that I remember walking through with my two designers, and I'm here in Atlanta. I said, you know what? These are dated. This house, I bet you, he's been building for 10, 15 years.
Right.
Go out to the permit box, open the permit box, look at it. 2003 had a date on the bottom of 2003. So he'd been building that plan since 2003. It's very dated. So the idea is that it's just not design trends coming from the West to East. It's literally, how does somebody live their life today? It's not the same even 5 years ago. So what we say is, if you're building the same house today that you were doing 3 years ago, you're 2 years behind the trends.
Right.
And so what we have is, we have a lot of clients. And my biggest thing that I love is design a new product for a client, and they go up against these other ones, and then they just smoke them. I love that. And then what happens, is that client hopefully turns around and calls me, the one that we're going against. But there's a lot of these builders that are in Kentucky and Texas that have come here and bought land. They're building the same stuff they were building in Kentucky and Texas 5-6 years ago. They can't compete. Now, they can compete against dollars, but they can't compete against the design. And that's hopefully where we bring it to them. But the trends, but there's, once again, the trends, I mean, with the speeches I do every year in places I go, if your plans say 2015 on them or earlier, you're behind the trends.
Well, how do you, I want to sit there and say, all right, they've been building houses for a long, long time. There's just nothing else they can do. They've maxed out on the creativity and the design and the innovation there. Am I wrong? I mean, I feel like there's still, I imagine a group like GMD has the ability to sit there and say, all right, well, let's start the next trend. And where do you go? What is that?
Well, and that's kind of, you do a lot of research. You do a lot of lifestyle, understanding how people live in their lifestyle. what we look at is a good example. We have for years seen kitchens and gourmet kitchens upgrades where you get the double oven with the microwave or whatever it may be. Well, there's ways to change that because the kitchen is the heart of the house, the island. The island is the heart of a home because when you entertain or kids are doing homework, that's where people are. That's where you congregate. So we started looking at, okay, how do you make the master bath that way? Because when we value engineer plans with our clients, we ask them, if we can take $3 of hard cost out of your product, can we put 75 cents back in finishes? And where do they see it? Front elevation, kitchen, and master bath. So the kitchen is the number one place that buyers, home buyers spend time when they're researching time. NEHB did a survey a number of years ago that they spent, the longest somebody spent in walking a model home when they put cameras up was 33 seconds in the kitchen. That means every other room they spent less than 30 seconds as they walked toward a model. That's pretty amazing to me. Mm-hmm. So you had to catch them in these other rooms in less than 30 seconds. So my thing is that we then went from the kitchen. Now we're doing what we call, I'll use, you know, gourmet kitchens. Now we're doing gourmet master baths, which we're calling spa baths, king baths, to now let the buyer have 2, 3, possibly 4 upgrade master bath designs to fit the way they live. And for years, when I say years, 4 or 5 years now, the trend has been, why put a tub, a spa tub in on a nice, beautiful deck that basically becomes your linen, where people throw their towels and they never use it unless they bathe the grandchildren with bubbles, you know, and all kinds of stuff. So now the big thing is those big, giant king showers. Would you rather, and I call it party showers. We got some of these party showers we've been doing. I said that in an active adult community presentation I did in Indiana. And I said party showers. And some guy goes, what kind of life do you live? But the thing is that you're talking 5 foot by 10 foot. Some of these showers just getting huge with the his and her entrances. People would rather live in that than do a spa tub. As long as you got a tub in a secondary bathroom on the same floor, they can go sit in if they need it or bathe the kids. Or if they break their leg, they want to lay down in a tub and have their leg overhang. The big showers are the upgraded option that we're doing. So it's kind of like, how do you live in your life now versus 2, 3, 4 years ago is what makes us look at changes. But that's just an example of the master bath change.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. And if you were to design a house for me, it would be 2 rooms. There'd be a master bath and then one giant kitchen living area. I don't do anything else. I want room for cots. Mm-hmm. So I can sleep in the big living area. Anyway, all right. Donnie, we're out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone need to contact you with any questions and learn more about GMD Design Group, where do they go?
Our website is gmddesigngroup.com. And my cell number, which I carry 24/7, is 770-375-7351.
Donnie McGrath, the owner and managing partner with GMD Design Group. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Appreciate it. Thank you much for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Donnie McGrath, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.